didn't play one.
Oh, look at you, bud.
Oh, I'm on high tech, bro. Oh, shit. It says three people.
Wait, is James here?
It says three people are recording.
Yeah, I know. Jimmy?
Oh, shit.
Mic check.
Hey,
it finally let me load it.
Man, dial up internet, man. That's a shame.
bro, it was like, I think I had too many apps open on my phone, and my phone was just like, nope.
You gotta dial some of that shit back.
Not gonna happen. Yeah, it was like, fuck you. So I had to close everything. I'm a world point right now.
Hey, bro.
Nah. I know, man.
Lucas, long time no talk.
I'm coming down for Christmas.
Better fucking visit this time.
I will. I'm down there for a good amount of time, so I'm definitely not trying to be around my family the whole time.
You'd rather be around mine.
Yeah.
That seems to be how it goes for a lot of people.
Bro, Lori's family hates me, so I mean, like, anywhere but there is good.
Really?
Why?
Yeah, bro. It was like a slow build.
See, I got lucky. My wife's family hated me from the jump, right? But because
so you can work your way into it.
No. But see, I got lucky in a weird way because when Cassie got sick, she got real, real sick. Of course, I went down and like took care of everything, you know, and I didn't leave or nothing. And I worked and made sure everything was taken care of and took care of her. So they all kind of like were forced to like me afterwards.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's a ride or die. I got to like him. See, me, on the other hand, they don't even know me and they're like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, most of my ex's parents hate me.
You got to prove yourself.
I've never really had that problem. The parents always loved me. Remember Diana's mom used to love? She caught me in her house fucking her daughter. She still loved me.
Oh my God. Wait. Come on. Let's begin. This whole part, we're going to have to lose now.
Okay. Well, we need. Nah, you could.
No, we got to introduce this shit, motherfucker. This is the podcast about nothing, episode 2. I think Wednesdays are going to be our night, and we'll post them on Thursdays. It's me, Barrett, still with James, and we have a newcomer.
What?
We got one of my buddies.
We have a guest.
Hey. Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Luke, man.
That's Luke.
That's Luke, man.
Nice.
We know Lucas.
Yeah, his Ford Festivo has saved me many of times.
Oh, the Festivo. No, the
Exploder.
The Explorer will always be the GOAT.
Exploder, let's go.
Bro, Barrett was clutch because when it broke down and ran out of gas, he was about the only one able to push it.
The Explorer?
Yeah, you remember that time it ran out of gas and like Barrett jumped out, but then we all jumped out. So
oh, man.
Yeah. Didn't we?
No, you know what? I just had like a flashback.
That's all Raven?
But you remember when...
Yeah, for real. No, that's a flash forward. She sees the future.
Oh, you're right. God. My bad.
Shameful.
You disrespect Raven Simone like that again. Yeah, you
might have to give up my belt.
Yeah. But no, you remember, Lucas, you remember when we were driving down 192? Headed towards St. Cloud, kind of. Oh, no, it was OBT in Kissimmee between Poinciana and Hambro. And we were driving past that bar that's right there, and some dude like cut us off, and we spun out in the side of the road.
Yeah, and then Ricky chased his ass down.
Yeah, and Ricky chased him down.
I'm glad I was not there for that.
Well, that was wild.
We all thought we were gonna die.
Yeah, man. We ended up in the ditch.
I'm actually very glad I wasn't there.
And we had to push that.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Well, we almost died a lot.
That time we had to... Yeah, it's true. What about that time we had to go save Vivian and Lucas forgot to put his truck in park so he thought it was dead?
Battery's dead. I don't think battery's dead, Lucas. Lights are on. Nope, it's dead.
Battery, we come back an hour later. Barrett just reaches in, puts it in park, and then turns it on.
I was so mad.
I stared at like five minutes. Just like, really?
Lucas is like, you fixed it, you're a genius. I was like, I just put it in park.
Bro, we was rushing though. On my defense, we were rushing.
We were. It's true.
It was enough time, man. It wasn't enough time.
That reverse was perfect enough. It was on flat land. It was on flat land. That's what happened.
Bro, I didn't even have reverse in the car before that. The Vestiva didn't even have reverse. I put my foot out the door and kick it back.
Oh, my God.
The Vestiva didn't have reverse?
The reverse went out, bro. I
called the Fred Flintstone for like 2 months. Yeah,
it ran, though. It ran.
Hey, Lucas was the only one with a car back in the day, bro.
I'll get you from A to B.
Bro, we was rolling up to house parties in a little beater, man. Just everybody packed full.
Lucas is the only one that was had balls enough to get a car back then.
Financial burden.
Facts. I understand that all too well, bro.
I had to mute my mic for a second because I was opening the garage.
That's all good.
Yeah, bro, you coming in like a robot.
Yeah, he does. He sounds laggy. I'm assuming it's because he's like, it's through a lot of walls in his house where he's hanging out at, and his Wi-Fi is a little further away. That's what I think. But like on audio, he's clear as shit. Yeah. I don't understand. I don't, you know, I'm not arguing with it, you know, science. But yeah.
I don't know shit, man. You could tell me anything, I believe it. You'd be like, fairies carry the same logic. You're right. I never knew.
That way I knew it was that.
I think Barry pretty much nailed it. It's been so far. I'm literally on the opposite end of the house from where the router is. Like, as far away as you
can. Exactly. That's why.
Bro, I was trying separate rooms to see if I could hide from the sound of kids screaming, but I just gave up.
I noticed.
Like, right there is going to be a drop. Go ahead.
Audio drop.
Yeah. Are you using wired headphones or wireless?
I'm using wired. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
I don't know, bro. Like I said, you can tell me fairies carry the signal. I got to believe that shit. I don't know otherwise.
But what was I going to say? Oh, Lucas. Oh,
there
shit.
Goes Walker.
Lost him. That bad of Wi-Fi.
Yeah, bro. Be on that dial-up internet.
Anybody can join at any second, so it's all good anyway. So, did you know that... And you're from Michigan, so... Did you know that loosely that there will not be clowns? Clowns will not be allowed to be a Halloween costume this year.
Bro, I can't blame them because I'm not going to specify a race or gender, but certain people attack clowns.
What the fuck happened?
Well, hey, we were just talking about clowns going to be illegal.
Yeah, you can't dress up as a clown for Halloween in Michigan.
That's fair.
Well, I can't.
Because clowns are scary.
I mean, nobody can. So people overreact to clowns. It's like the biggest national fear.
It's going to be a lot.
Where?
Yeah. In Michigan.
In Michigan, I guess.
Nah, man. I think you got it mixed up. I think the only, like, national law is, like, no Mexican.
What? Bro.
That's the only national law.
I can't
support that statement, man. I'm too white to support that statement.
What am I? That's been watching Trump.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, I don't cite his speech just because of repercussions.
Basically, it's an opening joke. Because I was thought I was going to talk about that caravan thing.
So no clowns allowed. Michigan City bans clowns on Halloween.
Shit, they ahead of the game. Good for them. I hate clowns.
Shit is real out here.
So what's this? Mexicans in the van? What are you talking about, man?
Explain.
Coyotes?
Oh, we lost them again.
Oh, his ass dropped right when he's supposed to explain. He's doing this on purpose.
Facts, bro. Only James will have the internet to come in and out. In and out.
Bro, move the router.
Move his house. Move the entire house.
You got those thick ass walls.
When I say just move the entire house.
Does he live in the boonies or something? Like the hills have eyes?
No, but some of his roads do not have pavement.
Names? Oh, I feel you. Okay. So it could be wrong turn for depending on where you turn.
Exactly.
I got you. Some a pitchfork asking about you want to be a breeder.
His,
wow, man.
He's James just says picture it as a snootier Kissimmee because like the houses are old. Yeah, they own a lot of houses.
The old white people that
they have
never
a
moved.
Lot. People own their houses because they're really old and they kind of just got embedded with the house, and they're crackheads.
Yeah. Oh shit! That's
James, describe your neighborhood again. You said it's like a snootier Kissimmee.
Fuck, man, this odd. My audio.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hey, can you explain your Kissimmee? Can you explain your where you live at? You said it's like a snootier Kissimmee.
Barrett said you have snooty crackheads.
No. I said.
What the fuck did I miss? God damn, lost
no,
his
I was
fuck
describing
right now.
Where you live at, the city you live in. And I was like, James said it's like, yeah, you said it's like a snootier Kissimmee. You know, they own their houses, but they're crackheads.
No. It's like a snootier intercession.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So, like,
shake a pill, Bob.
Well, that's all of Florida, dude. Let's be honest. But right. That's the only reason weed's not legal in Florida is because they have to protect their prescription industry.
Hell yeah!
Dude. That's besides
the man down.
But nah, like Palm Bay is like intercession city, but everybody has a job.
Oh, okay.
Basically the same.
So they're kind of like a crackhead.
Like, there's not a lot of crime, but it's the same kind of crime. A lot of robbery, shit like that.
So you can't put like boxes of TVs on the roadside because you might get that shit.
You put it in your neighbor's trash.
That's right. That way, that's
what's up, B? From New York, we know how to handle that shit. When I bought
my like immediate neighbors, bro.
Huh? What'd he say, James?
Did he drop again?
Everybody's like cutting in and out for me.
Oh. Everybody's you're cutting in and out for me. Oh, we lost him again.
There he goes. So, Barry, you got pre-planned responses when you buy nice shit? Like, you're like, put it at the neighbor's yard. Even if you live in a nice neighborhood, do it just in case.
I bought a 55-inch TV.
That's a big-ass TV.
Opened it. I snuck it inside late at night, and I literally opened that bitch and threw it in the trash on Thursday on my neighbor's. And I'm not going to see.
Yeah, old habits die hard,
man. I was like,
nah,
I ain't playing this shit. Ain't nobody breaking my crib.
You probably live in a nice neighborhood, too. They're like, why did he put
it's a
shit
quiet
in my
one,
yard?
Bro. I live deep as fuck. It's a Fort Siena. So it's a quiet neighborhood. And, like, it's a bunch of old people.
Yo, Point Siena got two modes. It got, like, the hood and then boonies. Like, and it's a quick switch.
So I got to pass through Polk County to get to my house. And then once I get to my house, it's like, there's like an old school Beetle, like a 1950s Beetle car in one of my neighbor's thing that he's been working on for 10 years. Old white people or old Spanish people walk up and down my street every morning.
Bro, that's an ornament. That ain't a fucking, you ain't working on it. That's an ornament.
Like, dude, like, that's where I live. But like, once I turn out of this place, it's like, niggas get pulled over and cops ripping up stitching of seats for weed and pills and drugs and shit.
Bro, that's Florida in general. Like, you can make a turn left and you in the nice neighborhood, you take a turn right, and you
right?
get like stop and search.
Facts.
I learned like the differences between states living in Virginia, because in Virginia, like, there's whole sections, like, that's the hood, don't go there. I'm like, man, the Florida got a fine line on hoods.
This area in particular, stay away. That's where the dark people.
They're like, yo, one block up, you in the hood. One block back, you in a nice neighborhood, all right? Don't go in between.
That's, I'm from New York, so that's the same thing for me. Oh, you live in Harlem? What part of Harlem? Upper West Side. Oh, okay. You're good. Like, Mark came to my house and he was like, I know I won't get robbed here as a Jewish person because you have three churches on your street. I am safe.
See, that's why I don't go to New York, man, because I can't read the signs. Like, I don't know how it works. Like, I'm on 122nd Street and I'm good. And if I go up the street, I'm not sure if I'm good. So it's too much noob to me.
Basically, stay away from how I live my life is I judge every block. Because I apparently went through some hoods that you're not supposed to go through with the lack of knowledge. But like, for instance, if you look down the street and you see hanging Puerto Rican flags, you pretty much straight on that block for the simple fact that that's an old Spanish lady that lives there and she's going to call the cops or anybody. And they'd be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I would have to have you with me to let me know.
That's called the hoods Abuela. And they'd be like, nah, you straight, nigga. Hello? Hello? What up, Jimmy?
Oh, he's back. We talking I'm about New York and Barrett giving me a how-to guide.
What's up?
How to survive.
I don't know why the fuck I keep getting booted.
I don't either, man. I'm sorry.
Bro, I'm about to fund you getting better Wi-Fi.
It's not my Wi-Fi, man. It's because I'm on the other side of the fucking house.
We're going to get you a range
extender.
That would work.
Or like a secondary.
That would work perfectly.
Something, bro.
What you should do is just.
I don't know. I think I gotta
bang a hole out in the wall.
Yeah, you sound good.
Bang a hole. You don't need that wall anyway.
So well,
you're
like. Don't listen to Barrett.
Yeah, right. No, if I knock out the wall that's right next to me,
so
that's
you're
my
extending bedroom. Your bedroom is what I gather.
Bro, they call that an open floor plan. That's in right
bro,
now.
Open floor plan.
That's called a
over
that's called a studio.
Playing into the garage, man. They go.
That's how they advertise. That's how they advertise.
Yep, that's what I was gonna say. That's how I got my crib at BX. Like, what up? Sir, this is where I park my car.
It's an open floor plan.
You mean you ain't got no walls?
It's one big ass.
You turn left, nigga, there's a bathroom. You turn right, there's a bedroom. So what up? You good?
Like the whole thing a locked.
That way, so when you get shit faced, you don't have to go that far from your bathroom to the bed.
You know what?
Why we go to studios? What up?
I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
There's been multiple times. Oh, my God.
Yo, I actually was just telling my coworker a story about when I was like 17, and I'm pretty sure I overdosed on triple C's. And I was like alone, and I just ate a whole sheet of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you overdosed too.
So,
oh God.
So for those of you that are not ne'er-do-wells, Triple C's stands for cough, cold, and congestion. It's a cough, cold, and congestion medicine that you used to be able to buy just off the shelf at like Walgreens or CVS. I'm pretty sure they made it.
That's prescription.
I'm sure they put them
behind. I don't know what you're doing.
Probably. But you can eat like, they're little tiny pills. You eat like 12 of them and you get pretty fucking like high. But it's super dangerous. And my big ass decided it would be good. I would eat a whole sheet while I was home alone. And I fucking was like shitting myself on the toilet. I was like just peeing out of my asshole on the toilet. For my stomach. I'm throwing up. And then I like pass out and hit my head on the toilet. And then just like wake
damn.
Up like 4 hours in like a cold sweat on the floor of the bathroom. And I'm just like,
yeah, you definitely. Yeah. I like how you say there's a fine line of ODing. Like I'm pretty sure
I'm 99.99% sure.
But I didn't die.
I ain't never took no medication and hit my head on the toilet.
Look, listen here, kids.
Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Okay.
That's the moral. That's
drugs are bad.
Bad. Especially cough medicine.
Speaking
Jesus, that's that old school stuff, though, man. That's something you're going to see memes about in 10 years.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro, I used to
fuck, people used to, we used to make mean out of Robitussin.
And I'm allergic.
Well, you need to stop giving away your secrets.
So that somebody never worked out for me.
Hey, my secrets.
You're gonna get DM, bruh.
You're gonna get on a job interview and they're gonna be like, "So what's the recipe to this Robitussin?"
Sir, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, nah, that was a long time ago.
Let me inform you.
That was a long time ago.
Before he was a suburban dad.
Yeah, now I'm a suburban dad. I don't even drink.
What do they call that? A paradigm shift? Like, you, that's a huge difference.
That's so true. It's from like people who know, like, any of us, dude. Look at all of our lives now compared to 10 years ago.
Bro, I got two.
What are you
all
living much better? I'm 26. We're
living much better.
I'm still single, no kids. I'm spry. I'm scrappy. I got this.
For now, that shit happens fast.
You also don't have any problems anymore, bro, so that's nice.
I'm in a dark place in my teens, okay?
All I'm saying is we all are making better decisions.
Oh,
I'm proud of us.
What is this? A goddamn a meeting, man?
Hey, look. When you've known each other as long as we all have, like, and you make it out alive, it's not even like
you
a pat on the
it,
back.
Bro.
It's just like, yo.
Yeah, bro, it's true.
We made it.
dead or have herpes in our assholes or like.
What? What? Well, slow down. What happened?
Oh, shit. Those women's there.
That's real specific, man. That's real specific.
Or get arrested for fucking migrants over and over again. Like, there is shit that has happened. Or we can be a cheating slut that cheats on her husband and blocks the guy that made fun of her, but don't block the other person.
Oh, you shit. Like, oh, shit.
All right. Yo, okay, but let's be real. When does it go from innocent memeing, where you're not bullying her, to like reposting her status?
37 and memes.
Like, kind of bullying her.
Oh, bro. She tried me though. She don't want the smoke. Like, I was like, I even told her, like, I responded, like, even nice. Like, I could have been like, "Bitch, you fucking Ricky." Like, I could have, but I didn't. And I was like, "How are you gonna make fun of me?" I was.
Don't get it twisted. I don't think she has any moral high ground.
Fuck
but
no!
Like,
fuck.
She,
this is some Ricky's truck.
But, I should probably just let this go.
At what point should I let it go?
Oh man.
I don't know. Yeah, you're right, bro. I should. I'm bitter. I'm bitter. Because it got me tight.
Yeah,
no, don't write about me. That's it. Don't write about me. You blocked me. We were good. We were good.
I'll see it. Keep your name out of her mouth. It's like, not hard.
But she didn't say. I'll say that. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
She didn't like directly be like, "Oh, fuck Barrett." Just like we're not saying.
Exactly. I'm being indirect, but you know who you is. Just like she was being indirect, and she was like, "You know who you is."
Well, nobody else.
Facts. But like, shit. This is all in the love of one Richard Little Dickie Turner. This is what it is.
Laying it down. What was it, seven times?
In the truck.
Slinging it, bro.
Who knew Little Dickie could do it that many times in the truck?
Hey, I'm gonna have to buy him a backpack for Christmas, man.
Okay, that's it. We done. No more free smoke. No more free
smoke.
All right,
moving along.
Put the gun in the holster. Clack, clack.
Let's move on. Shit. Oh, fuck, man. I don't know. You got me bad. I had planned shit. Now I'm like, just... So Lucas,
man,
what
I don't know.
Talk about?
Housing market percentage is up. I don't like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, after all the shit we were talking about, everything else See,
only Lucas would mention the housing market.
So what about this political coin?
So how do you guys feel about
that? Bro, that's crazy though. You heard about that? 13 cats went in.
Yo,
nobody came
out. I'm telling
out.
You.
That's some G ass shit. Ain't nobody more gangster than Saudis.
What do you what? Wait, what? Oh, you talking about that? Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. They finally admitted to doing it.
But that was some G-ass shit. Have you ever heard of some shit like that? Like, the dude was just gone.
Hello?
Hello? James?
Hello?
I can hear you, Lucas.
My check.
Oh, we lost James.
God damn.
He'll be back. Oh, shit, dude.
It's 2018,
look, man,
man.
He still has an Android. He still
has Wi-Fi
an Android,
everywhere.
So I can't trust him.
But nah, man. You, did you know
dude,
about the story?
Dude, I said
the
story with the Saudis in the last podcast.
Did you? All right, my bad, man. Like, I'm behind. Like, I heard about it. I was like, God damn.
Bro, I was like,
gangsters.
How the fuck? And they were like, ah, oh, we don't know. It wasn't us. So we're like, nigga, it was you. And he's like, ah, no.
It was like, nah, man. You no, I don't know what happened. He got lost. So, he disappeared.
He went out back. He went out, yeah, he went out back.
And what killed me is they eased into it. They was like, okay, maybe, yeah, maybe small confrontation. Maybe.
Do it. How do
maybe.
You feel about that?
And then they jumped to maybe 13 assassins carrying him out piece by piece.
Give
maybe.
Take one or two. We don't know. We don't know. Maybe. We'll fix
no
it.
Problem.
We'll fix
no
it.
Problem.
Difference. Oh. Welcome back, Jimmy.
Oh, he's back.
He still can't hear anything. Oh, no.
It's the ghost of Jimmy. That's super lag.
Can y'all fucking hear me?
Wait, I heard him. Now I've lost him. I can hear
you clearly.
Hear
me now? I can hear you guys clearly.
James is here.
Damn. All right.
What did I miss?
You didn't miss really nothing. We just recapping how gangster the Saudis were.
Yeah. We.
Yes.
We held it down for you. Wow, I can hear you actually very clear right now, James. What have you done?
That sound good. Now, of course, yeah. It always starts off good and it
all
ends up like
up. I don't understand.
ET phone home.
So like porn you watch on your phone, homie.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, delete
look,
some
I told
videos,
you,
bro.
Gay guys butt fuck sex 3000 is something you shouldn't be watching on your phone or ever. But you know.
That shit got viruses, bro. But nah, hey, what do y'all think about that Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and her trying to shut Cardi B down?
You don't want to know my opinion.
Wow, yeah. Are you on Nicki's side? For real?
Not really. Okay, it's to the point where I don't care. Female rappers don't do anything for me. They're just eye candy. It sounds really bad and sexist.
Damn.
But
I mean,
you know,
that wasn't sexist
but that's
at all.
Like, I see Nicki Minaj, I'm like, damn, she's bad. I would fuck her. I see Cardi B, I'm like, she got a fat ass. I would hit it. And like, their lyrics, like, occasionally they'll have a punchline here and there that I fuck with. Like for instance, I love Nicki Minaj on a diet but doing donuts in a 6-speed. And then she did and then Cardi B was like, I run this shit like cardio. Why you think they call me Cardi B or some shit like that? I forget. But
I just love the fact that it's the battle of the big booty bitches.
Oh yeah, all day. Like I approve of the beef. Like I'm mad that they try to keep it hidden for like years.
I say they just wreck WrestleMania.
Oh, that's not sexist, Lucas. That's not sexist.
I never said I wasn't. I'm just saying. I'm saying I put down on that.
So
paper
you
want to
see
all.
Cardi B and Nicki Minaj butt-ass naked in a pool of Jell-O wrestling?
What the fuck did I miss?
Jell-O, oil, I don't give a fuck.
Jesus Christ. Every time I get booted, I come back and y'all are in the middle of saying some crazy shit. Look, don't cut anything.
Oh no, I'm keeping this going. All
right, I switched to data because my Wi-Fi is just being fucking gay. But it seems
there you go. About time.
Do you need
the data? Sound
it sounds good. Okay, as long as I sound better,
you just need a ranger, a power ranger.
No, I'm. Bro,
man, I can't wait till
like,
that 5G comes out.
I don't know how to explain it to y'all. When I'm in the garage, I'm like dumb far away from the router.
I know where you live. I've been there.
Well, I know, but like Lucas, I can't like explain it to Lucas. Like I have like a long, I have a long house. It's not like a, so it's like, you know how like a manufacturing. Nah, not exactly.
Because it's a ranch style, bro.
It's like, it's fucking weird, dude. I'll take a picture of it and show it to you, but it's got this like crazy long porch that's like shallow. It's not ranch style. It's like a weird combination of like manufactured home and fucking like plantation style.
Yeah.
But I know when I come down for Christmas, fuck, I'm buying Christmas you a rain extender, man. Or something.
I'm not buying you shit for Christmas. Fuck you.
That's fine. You ain't getting shit either.
You ain't got to, man. This is for my benefit.
Oh, man. So what, like, what are we talking about? Because I'm fucking completely lost.
We were...
Nah, man. We're just talking about how sexist I was, apparently. And how I want to make a pay-per-view of Nikki
Let's
versus
be honest, Harry. Lucas.
That's all. But Nikki...
He's from the Navy.
No, it's not even that. Lucas is a good old boy. He's, like, of a different era.
Of an era?
Okay,
what
so
you talking about? Like,
this is the way I look at it, man. So, like, when people go to college or they go to the military or something like that, they are investing themselves into something else, and they're not necessarily maturing as a person. They are learning new things. They're learning new skills.
You call me immature.
I didn't discover it.
Let me finish my train of thought, and it'll make sense, okay?
Get the get ready.
So, like, think about it. Okay, doctors, for example. Doctors are a perfect example. They go into school, and it's, like, this intensive schooling, right? So that's all they're focusing on is the knowledge and information and the skills and those sort of things. So whenever they go into school, when they come out on the other end and they go to be doctors, they're very, like,
Like JD,
not childish, but like they're like 30, but they behave like 21-year-olds.
Like JD,
you know what I'm saying? Because they're stuck. They're like stuck in a time period that
they're making up for what they didn't have. Basically,
exactly. Like they missed out on all this shit, so they're kind of like stuck in the past, sort of. So when we were kids, the kind of shit you were allowed to joke about and say and things like that was very different than by the time you got out of the Navy. And okay. When you were in the Navy, everybody you're surrounded by has the same type of dirty sense of humor, you know, that would be considered dirty or whatever. Just fuck it. In the military, it's rough, too. So it's not that you're sexist, but you say things that are funny that definitely could be misconstrued as sexist.
I feel like that's a backhanded compliment. Like, you say some fucked up shit, but okay, make me laugh, that's okay.
What's a shock comic? There's somebody who says ridiculous outfit. Yeah. So I mean, same kind of concept.
Shock factor.
Just the sense of humor that was like prominent when we were younger is very different than today, and that's kind of what you still carry with you.
The savagery that was allowable.
Like we talk about our past and shit, and it was like we were in a weird generational gap.
Millennials.
No, I mean, we're technically millennials, but like our age group specifically is in the middle of when we were kids, there was no internet. It wasn't a thing, really.
No,
like, it was there.
There was beepers.
Bro, that's I missed arguments before.
Oh my God. You just didn't know if the other person was right or not.
Or my favorite one was.
Yeah.
When you used to get emails, you'd be like, oh my God, I got an email. Oh my God. And you'd get 50 million emails.
Remember eight?
Yeah.
Even when we were teenagers. But like when we were like 10, we didn't know what the fuck the internet was, really. I remember my first experience with internet porn. It took us fucking 20 minutes to download the homepage.
Yep.
Bro,
I straight up gave my computer internet AIDS.
Over one video.
You know how many computers I went through?
You know how many times I believe Barrett? Because I didn't have any proof otherwise. Like, Barrett was great at fucking arguing. So I just believe.
So am I. I'm the same way. Like, I'm super convincing.
Oh my God. I remember arguing with him about Lucas, and I am like, I'll be like, out of a break. But fuck this. I ain't gonna lose this argument.
You know.
The conviction and just his confidence. You know, I was like, you know what? He probably
his
right.
Weirder used to shoot.
Like, I don't know.
No idea.
Bro, you are the king of shooting.
We're going to make it sound convincing.
But it sounds good. I do this shit all the time. I give like long, like drawn out explanations about something. I'll be like, yeah, that sounds great. And I'm like, I have no idea what I just said. I was just rambling.
Dude, I told this lady, she was like, why are your Siennas so smooth when we test drive them and when we have them for years? And I was like, it's because Siennas copied Cadillac with the liquid shocks. What they do is absorb a lot of the shaking of the vehicle, so you have a more quiet and comfortable ride in the cabin. She was like, that makes sense. I was like, I just made that shit up 30 seconds ago.
No
such thing as liquid shocks. There's no such thing.
Bro, our fucking, my favorite story like that is from like color vision, like way back in the day when we used to have to, remember when somebody would ask you to explain to them why they had to pay $30 for a piece of poster paper with some crayons on it? So I got to give you some context, Lucas. The photos we used to print, it was literally, so when me and Barry used to work at Universal, we did color vision. No, I learned a lot from them, so shout out to them.
Shout out to Rob Rosen. That's it.
That's it. That's it. Fuck everybody else. But when we were working there, we were doing the heads on body stuff. You remember that? Like, you put the face in somebody else's body. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You exactly. Send me pictures like buried on a
the
shark.
Photos
and shit.
They printed on just regular cardstock. Like, that's it. Just regular ass cardstock.
Yeah.
And the ink was literally wax.
Crayola. Yep.
It was literally crayon. So, and it was $30. No, it's cheap as fuck. And it was $30 for a single photo and just a paper folder. That's it. So people would come up to the counter and they'd go, like, they'd start haggling with you and be like, why am I paying this much? So you just have to like come up with a reason. So I'd be like, oh, the special ink, you know, like the way it's printed, it has to be printed on these pieces of paper, and these pieces of paper are certain that, you know, they have a certain dimension. So we have the specifically made frames. You won't be able to get the frame that fits this anywhere else. The frame's an extra.
Just don't take a blow dry to it. Like, it'd be fucked.
Should have fade. In the sun.
Keep it in the freezer.
Bro, we used to have to change our displays out because they would fade.
Every 2-3 weeks, we'd just be like, fuck. And then the frames in the sun would start to get brittle and break.
And they would break.
See, was it you that or Jimmy Barrett that used to grab kids and put them on seats?
That was when me and Barrett worked at Marvel together. I don't understand why the fuck they put us in a location together. That was the craziest shit they ever did.
We made the most money, but nothing ever got done.
We were killing it. But one time, me and Barrett were working together, and we can't get anybody in the booth to save our lives. And we're both really charismatic. So for neither one of us to be able to pull somebody, it was a rough day. And this fucking Barrett, tell him what happened.
So what I was doing was, I seen this kid, he was walking by, and I was like, high five, buddy. And he gave me a high five. So I pick him up and I literally put him in a box. Like, once he high fives me, I can get my hand under his armpit to pick him up. Yeah, I was the only way this would
be. Man, vulnerable.
And I put him in the box. And then James is like, what the fuck? And I'm like, shoot him now, Jimmy, shoot him.
Take pictures.
James looks at the lady, his mom, and he's like, are you okay with this? She was like, he has a name tag, it's fine. I was like, yeah, the name tag means I'm safe. Shoot him now.
I remember the first time I told Mike about that. Like, it was like 2 years after the fact. And I was talking about it to somebody, and Michael Morris, who was our district manager.
Still
like
is. Shout out to, okay, Mike is cool too.
Mike's cool too. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
He's standing like a foot away from me, and he's like, what? And I went, yeah, he picked up a kid, put him in the booth, and then sold his mom the photos. And he was like, what? And I think he called Barrett like on the spot. Yep. It was like, don't ever do that again.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. That
no, so he called you. No, he called me when I quit. Because it was right before I flew to New York. I was still at your house like 3 more days, and he called me. He was like, hey, buddy. I was like, hi.
Hi.
Like, oh, no,
that's a white guy thing, man. Hey,
he's like stereotypical, like, white boss guy.
Yeah. And like, dude, you can hear the bass in his voice. He was like, did you pick up a child and put him in the box? I was like, was like, what? He's like, you pick up a towel, put him in the box. I was like, at this moment, no. I'm home. I quit. And then he was like, no. 2 years ago.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, yeah, man. And I sold her the mama poster and like two other, and James sold her like four photos too. And he was like, don't ever do that. Like, he flipped the fuck out on me. He was like, don't ever do that again. I was like, I mean, I won't.
I quit.
And then he was like, thank you. Have a blessed day. And good luck in your new journey, Barry. And he hung up. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then James texts me, bro, I'll fill you in.
But like, as much bullshit as we went through, I highly miss working at Universal.
It was a oasis
there.
Apparently so. You was flipping coins with floppy.
Me and Barrett were like, Barrett especially, we were like raging HR problems.
I was a walkie talkie in HR, suspended twice.
I used to back on.
Remember when Kai got promoted? Kai was like, oh, I'm your new boss. I was like, buddy, you'll never be my boss.
Julio was convinced that I was leading a movement to get him fired. Because Julio said that I got all the other managers to like rally together so that they didn't like Kai either. And I was like, no, he just is a fucking asshole.
It's not our fault. Everybody gravitates towards us because he's an asshole.
I was like, I'm just open about how I feel.
I fucking hate him.
Kai used to never fuck with me either. Whenever he was assigned to my area, he would either avoid me or he would just pop into my store and be like, hey, how's everything going? Good? Okay, bye. Like, fuck. That was it. He knew better. I was like, don't even.
Fuck Kai. I can say that so many times. Fuck Kai.
He probably
fuck you,
right
Kai.
Fuck you guys.
Is Kai still
working? I thought we were friends.
Yeah, he does. He's
no,
never
Kai. Leaving. Kai. Kai knows.
Yeah, there's
he,
no.
He knows. There was no. So. I mean, like, I was polite because I'm a professional.
Not me.
He knew.
He knew I was. I was not professional at that time. I was a lot more immature than what I am now, and I would be like, "Fuck you,
Lucas." It was so funny, man. Me and Barrett were like, we managed to get ourselves into like a niche where we weren't gonna get promoted any further. So we hit kind of like a glass wall, but we were bulletproof. We made them money,
like,
yeah,
unfireable.
Like, too much money, and we were too consistent. Like, as in, we never really called out ever.
We were late. We were godly late
every day. My attendance was like five pages.
It's front true and back. Story. True story.
My area manager literally stopped filling it out at one point.
I remember at one point, one of my air managers, I'm not going to say any names, but just text me. Hey, just text me when you're going to be there so I know it's open.
Just let me know you're there.
He's like, I'll be pulling up at like, I'm supposed to be there at 8, I'm pulling up at 8:45, and I'm like, it'll be open in 5 minutes. He's like, okay.
Cool.
Bro, you know, the only time I ever worked with any of you was Barrett at Panera Bread, and I got fired immediately.
You don't finesse like us, bro.
No. And the funny thing is, I was late like Lucas. I pulled up with Lucas was my ride to Panera. So, and then Lucas goes the clock right in. I go to take a piss. I grab a Pepsi. Then I go to clock in. And I'm like, where's Lucas? They fired him for being late. I was like, how? I'm late too. What the fuck you mean?
That's hilarious.
Bro, my first day, Barrett, I was like, Barrett, how do I change the soap? Barrett ripped the whole soap thing off the wall.
Food industry was not my strong suit.
He said, nah, it's good, man. It's good. Then it broke a broom. He just threw that shit in the back.
Oh, we lost James again. Oh, shit, dude. No, I remember all that shit. I couldn't stand Oh, my God. Or move.
He's a dickhead.
I couldn't stand either of them, dude. Hey, James is back.
I got booted again.
That was
yeah,
quick.
I think I opened my phone in my pocket and hit the X button by accident.
It's all good. So yeah, I remember I ripped the whole fucking shit off.
And then be like, and then he blamed it on me somehow. I was like, he was like, everybody thinks you did. I was like, how?
Like, I didn't even fingerprint the bitch. I remember Barrett when he was working at Panera used to come to Poinciana every day with like a trash bag full of like all the like one day old spit.
Bro,
yo, Barrett was the plug. I used to get the chocolate.
Hell,
I'd be like, yo, save one for me, bro. Every day, he'd roll up in a lab.
It was 100% profit because all I had to do was bring it in, or I had to just take the leftovers, put it in a plastic container, and sell it at school tomorrow. That was
what you may not remember is you distributed that shit for other people to sell, because I remember selling that shit for $2
a
piece.
Break Lucas off some of the profit and somebody else, because I started getting so much fucking food. But I would have leftovers from that day, and I wasn't going to sell three-day-old shit with people knowing. So I had to finesse it. So I gave Lucas some, and I gave this other kid some.
Hey, man, I was making money. I was happy.
Y'all were selling bagels. I was selling weed.
Hey, man, a hustle's a hustle. Hey, it was still illegal. Hey, bro.
Is that the Pillsbury game strong, man?
If you don't even want to front, Lucas technically got arrested, too, because of it. Because the assistant principal told Lucas it's illegal to sell food on school property without, like...
Oh, shit.
Oh, she did. That didn't
happen. I didn't know about that.
Lucas is like, what? She was like, he's like, it's my food. And she was like, it's illegal. So she confiscated the food from it. I was like, the bitch is just hungry. That's all I
know. 100%. She was like, give me those.
You got Panera?
Are those are those cheese danishes?
Sorry,
it's illegal. It's illegal to sell food on campus. I'm about to confiscate that. If you're lucky, I don't send you to jail.
Bro.
Shut up, man. They had gangbangers.
Poinciana was like wild
one,
as fuck. You remember Miss Hartwig?
I couldn't stand.
Fuck that bitch. She failed me twice.
She failed me three times.
I left to go to Challenger. She followed me, failed me.
Oh my god.
I hate her. Anyway.
Tell us how you really feel, James.
Cassie had to tell me to calm down the other day because I started talking about it and got like wild triggered. Yes, I still talk to him.
Well,
on Facebook
if it makes
sometimes.
You feel better, you remember Tyler Winter?
No, okay.
That dude fucked with her so hard. Like, took all her little soap out.
I got two stories about that bitch. So, there was one day that she was walking around the classroom, and she, like, something smelled like straight up, like, shit. This lady had bug shit smeared all over her foot. And she was just walking up and down the aisles in the classroom all period. And, like, everybody's like, yo, bitch, you smell. And then finally, like, she smelled it, too, after everybody was like, what the fuck is that? And then, like, she realized she had it on her shoe, but she had smeared it, like, all over the classroom.
Oh.
It was fucking awful.
Oh. All
right, so, and then, do you remember Q?
Yes.
Oh, like, scary dude?
Yes.
Yeah.
This dude was super aggro. Like, he looked like he was 30 when he was in high school.
Yep. I remember exactly.
Shout out to him, though, because we were cool for a while because I didn't want him to kill me.
He would have if you weren't nice to him.
So one time he was in my period and he had to take a piss and Miss Hartwig wouldn't let him leave the classroom. She was like, no, I don't believe you. And he was like, fuck you, bitch. And he stood up and took her trash can from behind her desk, put it in the corner, pissed in it.
I heard about that shit. That was a third period class.
Bro, I fucking almost fell out of my desk. I was laughing so hard.
We were horrible in high school.
Him out of her class. I was like, fuck that bitch, she wouldn't let me go take a piss. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Bro, if you think about it, that school was fucking horrible. Like,
bro, it was wild. It was wild as fuck. Like, three people got shot in the head. Not on school property, but like, they went to that school.
Yeah. A lot of death.
Yeah.
Bro,
like,
it's not like it was
fucking
on school
then, like,
property. It was
Blackstone,
in the neighborhood down the
all
street.
All the houses in there kept getting like, broken into and shit.
Dude. Allegedly,
because we can jump the gate. Yeah, they shouldn't have fucking made the neighborhood so close.
I'm
allegedly
exclude me from that, just in case there are any more investigations.
Allegedly.
There you go.
Nah, man, I don't know what they. I had seen some people, man. I had
got robbed.
I don't know.
And, like, they started like trespassing people who would take the shortcut into fuck. What was Peter's name? Neighborhood Crescent
Lakes.
There's like a shortcut in the back that you used to be able to take, and then they had the fat black police officer. What was his name?
Officer Brown. Brown. Yep.
His name was Officer Brown. Yeah, that's right. He like one time he stopped me and Peter, and he was like, oh, and he like made us walk all the way back to the school. And then, like, he wrote out, like, a whole police report, and it was like, next time I catch you, I'm going to have to file this. And we both had weed on us. And he didn't even, like, check us or anything.
Fuck you, you petty bitch.
Breaking news, guys. Chick-fil-A might add mac and cheese to their menus.
Gives a fuck. I don't eat at Chick-fil-A out of principle.
And you know it's going to be delicious as fuck.
Because the fucking employees are way too nice.
What the fuck is your principal?
They are. Why wasn't you? Have a great, blessed day. Like, I'm like,
I live in Florida. There's no way you're standing outside in the sun in the middle of summer in Florida and you got a fucking smile on your face. I don't believe it.
You're a liar. You're spitting in my food. Liar. That's what you're doing.
Can't trust
me. Can't trust these souls. That's why I got trust issues.
I'd rather get served by somebody that sucks their teeth at me before they take my order.
Oh, we lost Lucas.
Oh, see, it's not just me. It's this fucking app.
Well, I guess we can conclude it here, right? It's 52 minutes.
If he joins back in.
Oh, there you go, Lucas.
Jesus. My dumbass brother called me, man.
Fucking spirit. I told him, I was like, yo, give me a heads up so I can go get ready. And decide spending time with my wife, and this motherfucker just starts calling me.
Oh my god, I'm sorry.
Well,
but it's been an hour, so I guess we can cut it.
I mean, all in all, I think this is a pretty good episode.
I think this is hilarious, actually.
I feel like there's some good times, some criminalizing fucking information was released.
Nothing on this podcast can be used against us in the court of law. I said it so that makes
it was all fictitious. All fictitious.
Fictitious. I miss Lucas's broken English.
characters.
Yes, we're law-abiding citizens.
No, fuck it. You remember when Lucas used to refer to YouTube as the YouTube?
The YouTube. I went on the YouTube.
Bro, don't hate on me. That's a solid statement. The YouTube.
It's not like YouTube monitor somewhere like you walk up to. I'm gonna use the YouTube.
I'll be right back, guys. Gotta go.
Oh my god.
Oh, fuck.
Bro, my video got 5,800 views, man, on YouTube.
What video?
From 2006.
Oh, the one with the Ford Fiesta?
Nah, man, it was the one from the Explorer when I put the LEDs in it.
Oh, yeah. I remember you had video. You were like revving the engine or some shit.
Hey, man, don't worry about me.
Oh my god. Wait. Okay, so follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, Barrett, Bless. If it's Snapchat, it's going to be an underscore between Barrett and Bless.
Nobody cares.
Fuck James Walko. Fuck James Walko. Fuck James Walko.
You can follow me on Twitter at Stephen_Walko. You can follow me on Instagram at Walko_just_does_it.
Damn.
I hate myself for making it that long.
I mean, my Instagram is only Lucas Giles, but Giles got a number one.
Instead of
137 underscores. Jesus.
I didn't want it to be like one long run.
Oh, my God. But that's it. We'll be back next Wednesday. This is the podcast about nothing. We're signing out.
Peace, love, and dick grease.
Hey, dig in.